Blog Talk Radio.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with what rapture sweet my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I on Jesus would rely and always walk the shining gospel way. So trusting still his love, I seek that home above where I shall meet my mother some glad day. If I could only hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voices then, how happy I would be. 'Twould mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. Within the old home place, her patient smiling face was always spreading comfort, hope, and cheer. And when she used to sing to her eternal King, it was the songs the angels loved to hear. Her work on earth is done, the life crown has been won, and she will be at rest with him above. And some glad morning she, I know, will welcome me to that eternal home of peace and love. If I could only hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voices then, how happy I would be. 'Twould mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again.
Indeed, indeed. If we can hear our mothers and our grandmothers pray again. This song reminds me one time when I was living with my grandmother, my saintly grandmother. And I came in, I think it was 2 or 3 in the morning. And I put the key in the door and I tried to open the door very quietly. And I walked in and it was dark, of course, so the lights were out. And when my eyes got adjusted to the darkness, there she was on her knees praying right by the door. Right by the door. She got up. She was a tiny woman. The door to the house was right next to the, as soon as you walked in, you were right in the kitchen. And she had this wooden spoon that she cooked with, big wooden spoon. And she told me, you know, I couldn't go to bed because you were out and I don't know what you were doing. And she gave me 2 good whacks with the wooden spoon and called me a big galoot in Spanish. She says, "You big galoot, what are you doing out on Saturday night knowing that you have to be in the Lord's house tomorrow?" And she gave me 2. Now, of course, her 2 whacks with the wooden spoon was like, you know, it was nothing. I mean, she hit me with everything she had. But I was, you know, I was a big kid. And it was like nothing. And I hugged her and I kissed her and I said, I'm sorry, you're up. And you know I can't go to sleep if you're out. And you kids are going to be the death of me. And, you know, all of this, of course, in Spanish. And, of course, the next day there I was sitting at the kitchen table. And she was serving me breakfast and giving me the look. And I went to church with her the next day. Yes, praying grandmothers and praying mothers. God bless them. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well. We're in Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19, and we're talking about God and those who fear him. God, do you serve the living God? I do. God and those who fear him. The text reads, 145, Psalm 145, 18 and 19. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. God also will hear their cry and will save them. The portion that we're considering today is that portion that's in orange, which reads, God also will hear their cry. He will also hear their cry. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. And we love you, Lord. We love you. We're drawing near right now. We're calling upon you. We're calling upon you to be with us and to bless us and to teach us. And to comfort us if we need comforting, and Lord, to just encourage us. And some of us are not as close to you as we want, and some of us don't call upon you as much as we should. Some of us we tend to neglect our relationship with you, and we only call you when we're in trouble. But you are our God, and you know that we have our ups and downs. But we praise you because you are never one to have ups and downs. You are a steady God, true blue from beginning to end. Bless us, O Lord, we pray, as we dive into your word, into the depths of your word, to gain comfort and encouragement from inspired scripture. Bless us, O God, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. When we look at the text again, the portion in purple, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. That word call in Hebrew simply means a call for fellowship. A call, you're calling upon God because you want a fellowship with God. Think about the many times that you get on your phone during the day and you call people. And you call them because they're either your family members or they're your friends. They might be your sons, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a best friend. You're just calling on people. You call them. You pick up the phone and you speed dial their number and it rings, and there they are on the other side. How you doing? Well, how you doing? And you talk. It's the call of fellowship. You draw nigh to people. I have a friend in California that I call on Mondays and I call on Fridays, and we call each other religiously Monday and Friday, and we do that just to stay in touch. And while we're on the phone speaking to one another on Mondays and Fridays, we're fellowshipping. We're fellowshipping as brothers in Christ should. Fellowship. You call people. When my dad was alive, I would call him, say, Dad, how you doing? And he would tell me what's going on in the homestead and what cow gave birth and what's new and what's going on with family members, and we would just catch up. It would be a call of fellowship, a call. And God, our Heavenly Father, expects us to call upon him, and he draws nigh. He doesn't allow the call to go to voicemail. God's always interested in his children. He picks up the call. And when he does, he's drawing nigh to us and we're drawing nigh to him. But this portion of the text that's in orange speaks of another kind of call. God also, in addition to the regular calls, in addition to a normal call, you know, we even make house calls. Think about it. You come to my house, you make a house call. I come to your house, I'm making a house call to you. A house call is a call of fellowship. It's a visit where you just want to be with people, right? House calls, regular calls. But here, the portion of the text that's in orange, God also will hear their cry. The Revised English Bible, out of all the translations, really captures the text means in the original Hebrew. The Revised English Bible, as we have it here in the outline, it says, He, God, hears their cry for help. It's a cry for help. It's a 911 call. It's a distress call. You are in distress. It's not just, hey, Dad, hey, Heavenly Father, hey, Abba, how are you doing? It's not that kind of call. It's not the kind of call that you make every day when you do your daily devotions. It's the kind of call that you make when you're in deep trouble, when you're going under, when you're about to be counted out by the referee. There you are with your back on the canvas, dazed, knocked down, and the referee's up to the 8 count. And you know if he counts to 10, game over, fight over. It's the kind of call that you make when you've been as hit as hard as you could be hit, and you don't know where you're at. If the referee was to say to you, what month is this? You would say to him, this is December, and you're in March. It's that kind of call when you are in desperate straits. And God hears their cry for help. That's what God does for those who fear him. Now, again, let me show you the contrast between this call of fellowship and then the call of desperation. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. Let's go to the beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And they, referring to Adam and Eve, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now look at verse 9. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? This is the call of fellowship. Adam and God fellowshiped all the time. Once sin was introduced, once Adam and Eve disobeyed God, the fellowship was cut off. So now God is calling unto Adam as he did every day. And God would call upon Adam, and Adam would call upon God, and it's just the call of fellowship. Now, when you turn to chapter 4, let's go to chapter 4 so I can give you another example. Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, it says, And to Seth, and to him also was born a son, and he called his name Enos. He called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. In other words, then men began to gather for prayer, to have fellowship with God, to talk to God the way we do here at Grace Church on Tuesday nights. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord for what? So that God and his people might have fellowship. That's one call. And that's the call that we refer to here in Psalm 145, 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in biblical truth. But then the portion in yellow speaks about when you encounter a bad day, a serious day, a day of calamity, a day of opposition, a day of trouble, as the Bible calls it. God also will hear their cry. So let me take you to Exodus chapter 2, the book of Exodus chapter 2. And it says in verse 23, and it came to pass in the process of time that the Pharaoh of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. They 911 the Lord, and they cried, and their cry, their collective cry, the cry of all the people of God, their cry went up to heaven. Isn't that what it says? And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and God looked upon the children of Israel, his covenant people, and God had respect unto them. Then in the next chapter, in chapter 3, God says to Moses in verse 7, Genesis 3:7, it says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry. I have heard their cry. In verse 9, it says, now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me. See, they were crying out to God in desperation. So there's a cry of fellowship, and there's a cry of desperation. God promises to hear your call for help, your cry for help when you are in trouble. That's the third blessing of those who fear God. Remember, the first blessing is God is near you when you call upon him. He snuggles up to you. He gets close to you. He is nigh. That's the first blessing. You don't have to walk through life alone. You can have the Lord right next to you. All you have to do is fellowship with him via prayer. The second thing is that he delivers the things that you've been wanting, the things that you desire, the things you've been longing for. You know, many of us are longing for things. I've been longing for things for years. The Bible says to me, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Delay, said the great Puritan, is not denial. Just because you haven't received it yet doesn't mean God said no. So remember, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, and he will also hear their 911 call. He listened to me, saints. He is the 911 caller. You call on him, he'll rescue you. You're not, listen. In our society, there are different numbers that we call. If you want information, don't dial 911 if you want information. You call 411. The government has all these different numbers that you can dial for different things. Well, 911, when you call there, the dispatcher knows you're in some kind of trouble or someone you know is in trouble. And they're ready to dispatch the help that you need. So benefit number three, blessing number three is this, that he will hear your cry. He'll receive it at his call center. Your call to God, your 911 to God will never be blocked, will never be insured. You'll never be disconnected. Listen to me. Listen to me. Your call will never be blocked. Your call will never be disconnected. You'll say, well, I don't have, you know, on my smartphone, I don't have the bars I need. I'm down to half a bar. That'll never happen with God. Your cry for help, our cry for help, as a group, as a church, as a people, as those who fear God, will always be heard by him. God also will hear their cry. He'll receive it. He'll do it. Now, this word cry, let me just give you a few before we end this class. Let me tell you what the word cry is. A cry is a weep. A cry is a sob. A cry is a wailing, a lament. Sometimes a cry sounds like a scream. Sometimes a cry is an appeal, a plea, an entreaty, a cry from the heart. However you want to describe your cry, God will hear it. Many will ignore you. Many will say, there's nothing I can do for you. I acknowledge you're crying. I acknowledge that you're in trouble, but I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. How many people, how many stories have we heard of people being attacked in the street and the person being attacked is knocking on the door, open, help me, help me. And the people inside don't open the door. They don't open. Why? They don't want to get involved. That is not God. He will hear your cry. He will hear your cry. Let's leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow to finish up this wonderful series. Hasn't it been a wonderful series? It's been awesome. This portion of this Psalm of David has just been amazing. I want to close today's broadcast with the song, Who Will Pray For Me? Now, we know who prays for you. It's Jesus, because the book of Hebrews tells us he ever interceded. He ever intercedes. He always intercedes for the children of God. Who will pray for you? You know at least one person will. Jesus. God bless you, dear saints of God.
My rough and rowdy ways have kept me from his grace, but there's hope for me, 'cause mama's faith is strong. She's the only hope I've got to keep me in touch with God. But who'll pray for me when mama's gone? I'm just too weak to fall down on my knees and talk to God like a man on my own. He knows who I am. She mentions me to him. But who'll pray for me when mama's gone? the dog to God when her